Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC each and every Saturday morning from 10 till 11 a.m. Dean and Jason talking racing, and we're going to talk ARCA racing and also NASCAR trucks with Nate Tesey from Wintron Racing. He's the co-owner of that organization. Hey, Nate.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Oh, it's awesome. We got family in town for Easter, and things couldn't be better.
And an off week for racing, so it's a good time to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
That's the thing. It's you're traveling so much, and you're in so many different places. When Dean and I were talking last week, we're like, if we're ever going to get Nate on, how about during Easter? Because we know he's going to be home with your family.
Yep, exactly. No, that's a good time to catch up, and that's the great thing about NASCAR and in the ARCA series is they allow you to take that time with your family during this period, so it's really cool.
I heard you were down in Talladega testing this week with the ARCA guys. How'd that go?
Yeah, it went okay. You know, it's restrictor plate racing. So, you know, you show up and you unload and you run a lap and you change the kitchen sink and you run a hundredth of a second different. You know what I mean? So when you unload, it's basically what you have is what you have. You know, you're not going to cut the body off at the track because it's a lot of aerodynamics. So, were we happy with the test? Yeah, we felt good. We ran about the same time as we did last year there when we sat on the outside of the front row. Unfortunately, being a Toyota team, they've given everybody else bigger restrictor plates. So on a whole, being a front row guy to this year, we're about 15th. So, you know, we've worked our butts off and we got a little bit quicker than we did last year, but you know, there's a lot of politics and it is what it is. So, you know, I'd love to tell you we were top of the sheet, but we weren't. So, you know, we're fighting an uphill battle with not having a bigger restrictor plate like some of these other guys are able to. So,
do you get wind tunnel time or not?
So this year we're involved. We've never been strictly one manufacturer. Okay, we ran Dodge and we ran Chevy and we ran Toyota. This year we got hooked up with Toyota, especially with our program in the truck series. And so we're able to get data from them. Toyota's really good about sharing everything. So, you know, wind tunnel time, you know, have we been to the wind tunnel before? Yes. You know, there's different wind tunnels. You can go to the big wind tunnel or you can go to the little wind tunnel where it's just straight line stuff to baseline your car. Or you can go to the great big wind tunnel where it turns your car and puts it in yaw and gives you those numbers. That's super expensive. But that's where Toyota comes in and allows you that time to you know, to share some data with your teams. That the technology they have is unbelievable at their facility in North Carolina in Salisbury, which is only about 20 minutes away from our shop. So, you know, it's a big advantage now for us, we feel, and it's only going to make our team stronger going forward.
Nate, can you just give us a ballpark what it would cost to rent an hour of time at the wind tunnel?
Yeah, golly, I don't even know what it is, but back in the day, when we you knew the numbers that it would cost, I think it was like $8,000 an hour or something like that. And I'm sure it's only gone up from there. You know, we don't talk about that because it'll scare you, you know. So when Toyota, yeah, when they say we got an hour or an eight, normally what they do is they run it 24 hours a day, and it goes in 8-hour shifts. So you rent an 8-hour block, basically.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
That's a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
Hey, when you go to Talladega, do you practice more of the draft or the individual car stuff? Because when you qualify, you qualify as a single car, so you got to have the speed there. But when you race, you're in the draft most of the time.
Well, interesting enough, Dean, now when we go to Talladega, we're doing group qualifying. So ARCA is adapting to NASCAR's rules. So did we do some single car runs? Yes, we did to baseline our stuff. But that's a good point because it used to be, you know, you'd want to be as fast as you could by yourself so you get a good starting spot because on those tracks, track position is everything. But now this year, you need your car to handle well in the draft. It needs to suck up because that's how we're going to qualify. We're going to qualify with, you know, 30-some cars on the racetrack. So it's going to be interesting.
Now, is that just for Talladega or is that for other racetracks too?
Rumor on the underground is that this is going to be the deal now going forward and even for Daytona next year. So we'll, as car owners, we hold our breath because, you know, qualifying was pretty uneventful. You know, when there's one car out on the track, now it adds an element of, oh, I hope the big one doesn't happen out there because you could be pulling out of a car out of your trailer that you've had virtually, you know, you haven't spent that time. You've been working on your main piece. Yes, you've been working on it, but you're going to pull a car out potentially that hasn't had the TLC that the primary car would have.
It almost goes back to the old school short track heat race kind of thing here, because that's almost what it is. It's almost like running a heat race. You want to run well in the heat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to run good in the heat. So, and it's interesting enough because, you know, when you're in the draft, there's different things that affect your car other than, you know, straight line speed. So you're trying to shed drag. You know, you're looking for that quick number. Now you need your car to handle a little bit. These tracks were just paved here a few years ago, but they're still losing grip a little bit. So sometimes maybe a little bit of downforce, not a bad thing. I know even on our truck side, you know, they punch such a big hole in the air that, you know, the guys that qualify 15th, 16th, or maybe some of the guys that their trucks handle better when they're following in that big hole because they don't have the air to push them down. They build a little more downforce in their trucks. And, you know, you see that with, like, Thor Sport and some of these guys. They're not going to qualify in the front row, but, man, they sure race in the race. So it's a different way of thinking, and the mentality is changing a little bit going forward with how they're qualifying and racing now.
Speed Talk on 1360 on KRWC, talking with Minnesota boy Nate Teese, of course, co-owner of Wintron Racing and the ARCA Series and the trucks as well. Of course, the big news this offseason was that you signed Frank Kimmel to be racing for you in the ARCA Series. What's it like working with him?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's you know, he's been there, done that. He's got stories about every racetrack, and he's a treat to work with just because of his experience level. So looking for great things to happen with Frank going forward. We ran we ran Daytona, and then we went to Mobile. We had a really good run there. We got kind of knocked back on the last restart. That's the other thing ARCA's doing this year is the double-file restart. So short track racing, double-file restart with a green-white checkered, you definitely don't want to be on the outside at most of these tracks. And that's where we were at Mobile. So we ended up with a top five. Definitely had a lot better car than that. But, yeah, Frank, I'm telling you guys, yeah, he's just his experience is unmatched. And, you know, he's definitely – if you're going to come and race in the ARCA Series, he's the guy you gauge yourself off of. So it's been a real treat to work with him and Menards and Ansel Gloves, you know, as part of that program. You know, it's I don't want to say it's easier, but it's been, you know, with his experience, normally we're taking young drivers and mentoring them. And with Frank, it's just plug and play. He's already up to speed there.
Is he kind of like a second crew chief to a car, or does he stay away from the actual mechanics?
I'd say he stays away. I think why he's been so successful is because he concentrates on driving. At that level, you know, at the short track like I-94 back in the day or any of these dirt tracks, you're going to get out of your car and you're going to go measure your own stagger and you're going to make your adjustments as you go. But as you move up in level, you know, you only get so much practice. You only get so much time to test. And so it's important that you have qualified people underneath you to help make those changes and understand what's happening with the car. So Frank knows his role, and, you know, yeah, he gives great input, and the crew chiefs make their decision and pass that down to the car chiefs, and then the mechanics do their work. And, you know, when I was working in industry, there was an engineer that was overseeing me, and he goes, Nate, he goes, you can only work 24 hours a day, but if you have three people that work underneath you, that's three times 24. So I think Frank understands that mentality, and he lets everybody else do what they're really good at. And he does what he's really good at, and that makes for a successful team.
Over the last couple of years, Jason and I both have had a chance to interview him, and he's just a class act interview, very knowledgeable, very, very cordial, very friendly. I mean, really a great ambassador for the sport of ARCA racing, not just your team, but, I mean, the whole series. When you think of ARCA racing, you think of Frank Kimmel. So, I mean, it's just a treat to have him underneath your stable.
It's exactly what you said. He's a great ambassador to the sport. He's very quick-witted, very intelligent. So he's fun to hang around with and joke around with as well.
I don't see him get very frustrated, though, either, too. I mean, granted, I've seen him, and he has crashes and stuff like that, too. But he's not one of those people, you know, that gets out there and says a lot of bad things. He's very careful how he chooses his words.
No, I mean, you've seen him get fired up when we weren't racing against him. For instance, there was a Toledo race, I remember, with one of the Dillon kids. I think it was Ty Dillon. He got wrecked towards the end of the race, and he come over, and he just told him, that's not the way we race, you know. And so, he you know, how many wins does he have? 80 wins? I mean, gosh, some guys don't even have 80 races under their belts. You know what I mean? So he's been there, done that, and carries himself in a manner that's very professional and knows that, hey, I get to race again next weekend, and I'll just remember what that guy did to me, and we'll make it even the next time.
Now, you're running Frank full-time, obviously, but will you have a second car at some races?
So we have. We did Terry Jones from Canada ran at Daytona. He finished eighth. Frank finished second. We're doing the same thing at Talladega. Terry Jones is going to run that car there. So We're looking to run that 32 car in a couple more races, so just trying to find the right fit for where Frank can mentor a younger driver coming into the program and help him succeed. That's kind of how we're building this program around him.
We talked a lot about the ARCA, but you're also involved heavily in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, too. And now, is that a full season program you got going?
It's our first full season in the trucks. We've been dabbling in it for the last few years. We ran, like, the Phoenix and the Homesteads and stuff like that the last few years. And this was our first full-time. We took Mason Mingus, who ran second in points to actually Frank Kimmel last year, and moved him into the Truck Series this year. So, that was the big decision. Should we run another year ARCA with him? He's shown the ability to learn so fast that we're comfortable moving him in, knowing that we're going to have some bumps and bruises here the first couple races for him to learn and for us to learn what he's going to need in this type of vehicle. But look for us to have good things happening here the last two-thirds of the season.
Well, once the truck season gets going here, they had races pretty sporadically to start the year, so it's hard to get that momentum going early on here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's the same with the ARCA. You run Daytona, and then you got a little bit of time off, and you run a Mobile race, and you got a little bit of time off. So it's going to be busy here. June, July, August, we're pretty much every weekend at the racetrack. So like I always tell the guys, like going to war, you're building up your army tanks, and those are, the more trucks and cars we got sitting in our shop, the better off we're going to be in those busy months if we start tearing some stuff up, which hopefully we don't, but you always want to be ready.
Of course, Dean and I remember you racing. I remember you racing at Viking Speedway and, of course, at I-94 Speedway and Raceway over the years. And how long has it been since you've been behind the wheel, and do you ever get the bug to maybe try it again?
Yeah, 2005 maybe. I got back in a dirt car back at Grove Creek Speedway, which I think that thing's closed down again. But ended up, I was able to win a feature, so... I think they felt sorry for me, and everybody kind of hit the brake pedal and let me pass them there towards the end of the race. But, yeah, I definitely, it's something that dirt racing is always intriguing to me, and I like to stay around it, and I do have friends, and I'm involved in it in some way, shape, or form. The driving thing, yeah, I someday maybe when the stars align and we're not, things are – this is kind of funny to say when things slow down. I know they won't, but it is. It's something. It's fun to do, and I love it. And that's one thing I miss about the grassroots level in dirt racing. It's a great way to get into the sport for sure.
What I first remember about you and your race team is that you were the first persons that I remember put an in-car camera into the cars. And these were back when they were
GoPro.
VHS tapes, and you'd mount them onto the frame of your race cars. And not only would you have it going out the front, but you actually had the camera so you could see the steering wheel and your feet. And
right.
So I thought that was really interesting because so you could critique the race afterwards.
Right, and if you remember back in the day, I'm so old that it wasn't like a video camera that you hold your hand. Remember the ones you put on your shoulder?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the first one that we mounted, and it was my mom's. It was an old RCA, and you put the great big tape in there, and you close it, and it's like, that's a pretty big investment there. Of course, we didn't tell Mom that we were taking it out at the time, but yeah, it's, you learn, and you try to critique yourself, and you try to learn what you're doing in the car, and that was our form of data acquisition. Now, obviously, technology and you can go buy a data acquisition system for a few thousand bucks. where that camcorder back then probably cost $800. You know what I mean? So things are improving and technology's growing and everybody's getting a little smarter and the internet's helping racers out. Back in the day, if you didn't have Circle Track magazine, you weren't in the know. You know what I mean? That's how you learned everything. Was through the print media. Now you can pretty much pick up the phone and call somebody or get on the internet and figure it out. So.
Exactly. Well, we'll get to see Wintron Racing at Elko Speedway coming up in June of this year, too. So we'll be looking forward to seeing Frank Kimmel, and hopefully somebody will be in that 32 car as well.
Absolutely. Dean, what are you doing that weekend?
Well, I'm going to be there covering in the race, that's for sure.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought maybe you had to get your helmet out.
You wouldn't want me driving your race car, I'll tell you that right now.
That's for sure.
You've never seen me race, and that's not a good thing. There's a reason why you haven't seen me race.
Hey, Nate, we've got a message on Facebook. It's from your old buddy Eric Peterson. You remember him, the flag man at I-94. He was wondering what your brother Darren has been up to.
Yeah, Darren. So Darren comes a few races each year. He's still working his butt off there at Land O'Lakes, and talk to him all the time. And he helps out as much as he can, and I bounce things off him all the time. And, you know, we got him to come to Daytona a few years ago, and he comes to a couple of these other races. So it's good to get him to the racetrack, and he definitely enjoys it. The funny thing is we went to Iowa last year, and he came with his two daughters and his son, and we sat on the pole at Iowa. So I told him, well, we better schedule some more races for you to come to now, because obviously there's some good luck here. So.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you, for all the times we've seen you race, too, and talk about family, you really had a big contingency to the grandstand when you come out to race, especially at I-94. You used to bring a big section, and I used to talk to your grandpa and cousins, and everybody came out. It was so cool to have it. I have everybody come out and watch your race, and so it'd be kind of nice to get everybody to go watch your race again. So we definitely want to get you back in a race car sometime, right?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was a neat thing for us because, you know, growing up in a farming community, you know, I had cousins, and we'd hurry up and we'd try to get done with baling hay so we could go work on the race car. We'd hurry up and help the other person do the chores so we could go work on the race car, and we'd take off in the race car trailer. So it was that kind of family and chemistry of the team that made a success. And it's no different than if you talk to Kevin Sawinski, who's the other half of Wintron. That's the same thing. His cousins helped him, and his dad helped him. So I think there's a common denominator here of, we were each successful at our own levels, and the common denominator was good teamwork. And I think that we carry that forward with Wintron Racing and try to develop a team that, you know, is good chemistry, and everyone's compatible with each other, because you can have the smartest people in every position, and if they don't get along, you're not going to be successful. So,
Speed Talk on 1360 with Nate Tesi. One more thing before we let you go here, Nate. I know we've had discussions with you in the past about the actual crews, the guys who work the pit lane, and because there's been a few transitions, you had your own guys doing it, and then you had some other guys that you've had doing it. What are you doing this year? How are you coming about those guys that are actually working your car on race day?
Yeah, so, I mean, the guys that we're at Martinsville for the truck race, the guys that were doing I think it was the Clint Boyer car came down and did our car. So we're fortunate enough to be at a lot of those racetracks where those cup guys are, and we're just using those guys basically for, you know, the pit stops are key, you know. So, you know, anything we can do to gain an advantage. On the ARCA side, we do have a couple guys that go over the wall, and then we do have some guys that come in from the outside, but you know, those guys are training hard and working together and doing pit stops and critiquing, and you film the pit stops, and you try to get better each and every time. It's no different than any other job.
How do you find those guys?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of pit schools now. There's Excalibur. There's 5-on-5-off. There's a lot of those guys. People will email and call, and usually what you want to do is they'll go through the school, and the school kind of weeds them out. You know, there's guys that, hey, I'd like to change tires for a living. It's no different than driving a race car. Hey, I raced online I won 14 races and 3 championships, and I just did that all in a week last week. You know what I mean? So, but you know, with it's the same thing with mechanics, and it's references and building a resume. We've had kids that come out of the UNOH, which is the University of Northern Ohio program, very good motorsport school, and they have a pit stop school there. And man, there's some awesome kids that come out of there, and they work for us for a season, and then boom, they're on a truck team. You know what I mean? Or they're on a nationwide team. So there is a method to it, and if you're good, I mean, if you need some direction and help, you know, email me or call me, go to our website, and I can get you steered in the right direction. But there is opportunity for people that have the passion and determination and want to be a part of a team.
What is your website, Nate?
It's www.wintronracing.com. And it's kind of tricky because there's a hyphen in between the win and the Tron. So okay. It's win-tronracing.com.
Fantastic. It's so much fun to have you on each and every year.
We learn something new all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know that if your parents didn't have kids, that you probably won't either?
I did not know. More now.
Boy,
that doesn't make sense. That's the words of wisdom from Easter Sunday.
That's right.
Thank you, Nate. We'll keep in touch with you throughout the year.
All right, sounds great, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll be cheering for you.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Happy Easter. Yep,
you too. I just love him. He is so good on the radio, and he's exactly the same when you see him at the racetrack.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we ran into him last year at Iowa Speedway. We had a nice long conversation. We didn't even plan on meeting him. We just kind of bumped into him there.
It was really cool. And Mason Mingus is great, and of course Kimmel's great too. So,
Wintron Racing is Minnesota team. So hey, we fly the flag for Minnesota on that right there.
He's all we got.
Yes.
So let's stick with him. Be back with more Speed Talk on 1360 after this.